Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the iconic costumes of the Irish Silver Screen exhibition has just opened at the Newbridge Silverware Museum of Style Icons, featuring a vast range of costumes from Irish film and TV productions, as well as some other objects. And it's not just about how the actors were dressed, but also how much thought goes into the look of a film. The exhibition was staged by the Irish Costume Archive Project. Emer Nivel Downig is a costume designer and one of the co-founders. Emer, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So give us a flavour of from what films costumes are going to be featured at the exhibition.
So we have everything from Breakfast on Pluto to Normal People. So there's some television also. Banshees of Inisherin, and going back to Michael Collins. We have some little artefacts as well. So we have John Wayne's bowler hat from The Quiet Man.
Oh, wow.
Which, yeah. So it's lovely little kind of, you know, little, we have some kind of look down cabinets also with an original script from My Left Foot and a call sheet from My Left Foot, which is kind of gives the cast and crew the schedule for the day and, you know, so things like that.
Just yeah. Kind of little. And where have you been keeping all this stuff?
Well, that's a secret. No? So we originally were storing it in Ardmore Studios, and then we kind of outgrew the space there. So Wicklow County Council have given us some space in Rathnew. So we're based down there for the moment.
Because generally speaking, what happens to costumes after a film? Do they tend to be thrown out, or is there someone who feels they should be kept?
Yeah, there's a whole mixture of things, really. And I suppose it kind of depends on the film as well. So, like, typically in the States on studio films, they keep everything and it goes into storage. Sometimes it's rehired or whatever. You know, on smaller productions, stuff is sometimes there's a sale. If it's a contemporary show, sometimes there's a sale at the end. Very often, a lot of costume designers and the crew will give clothing to charities as well, because if stuff hasn't been worn very much, you know, so that's good. But then there's people like me, you know, but I mean, you know, we're trying to kind of build an archive that has a kind of some kind of a cultural value, or you know, a kind of some kind of a heritage kind of value to it,
and
we kind of
I suppose that begs the questions: are there productions that perhaps you've worked on or other people have worked on where the costume designer might feel this stuff is valuable, we should hang on to some of this, and others that you work on, you go, well, that science fiction movie, no one's going to look at it, you know, a spangly jumpsuit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And I suppose sometimes you're kind of chasing after things after the, you know, the horse has bolted or whatever. You're thinking, oh my God, this is, suddenly this film is really successful, and you're kind of typing emails or whatever. So you know, you're trying to kind of keep your, you know, ears open and hoping, you know, I suppose at this point we have kind of built up some, you know, relationships with production companies and costume designers. And, you know, we're kind of hoping that they, you know, if the, when the film comes out, if there's any kind of good reviews, you know, that we're trying to kind of piece things together for the archive.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, and you worked on Banshees.
I did.
Yeah. Now, was that difficult in the sense that I assume a lot of your reference points were black and white photographs, so you'd have less of a sense of what the colours were like?
Ah, yeah, but, you know, I mean...
So you were chancing your arm there.
Listen, you know, I mean, I suppose, you know, I suppose we all... Of course, there's a fantastic photographic archive of, I keep saying archive now, I'm obsessed with archive. No, sorry about that. But, you know, there's, you know, like the National Library of Ireland and even their online collections, there's a huge volume of photographic evidence of Irish life in the early 19th century. Of course, it's black and white. And I know, you know, in the last few years, there's been a lot of kind of colorization and things like that. But there's extant pieces, you know, in the museums, the National Museum of Country Life in Mayo. Which is fantastic. And I mean, I suppose the colors, there's not a huge kind of, you know, it's not like nowadays where there's all these kind of artificial dyes and things, you know, so you kind of know what the color palette is. It's a certain type of red. It's a certain type of brown. It's a certain, you know, people kind of wore the same colors. So, and then you get to play with it a bit because it's a Martin McDonagh film and script. So there's kind of, you know, we brought a kind of a heightened reality to the clothing of the time.
As it would be in the case of Martin McDonagh.
As it would be,
film.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to, something bad is going to happen. So you're just preempting it.
And when you're planning that out in advance, and I assume you have a copy of the script, are you also striving to say, in these clothes, I'm going to say something or express something about the character? Or is it always possible to do that?
I mean, you know, like, yes and no. I mean, you know, I always feel... you know, that, you know, we're not trying to invent the wheel or something, but of course you are trying to, you know, the costume has to work for the character. So, you know, if Brendan Gleeson or Colin Farrell is coming in for a fitting, you know, all they want to talk about is the character and the script, you know, so you're not going to say, so I was thinking you'd put a jumper on, you know, it's like, there's kind of, you're trying to kind of create a backstory, trying to create this rounded character. I mean, usually the director is really into that, but Martin McDonagh was going, no, it's just what's on the script and there's no backstory. So we're saying, okay, we just talk about it amongst ourselves, you know, which is kind of fun. But, you know, so I would kind of say things like, well, I think, Colin, you'd have a jumper because you're just living with your sister and sure, the winter evenings are very long and she's probably just knitting by the fire or something, you know, and also just that idea that she's really caring for him and she's the one who's kind of keeping the show on the road in the Osulawan, in their house. And you know that once she leaves and goes to the mainland, he's going to be lost. So I always want to see, I don't really, but, you know, I kind of think, what is Banshees 2? It's Colin living in absolute squalor, you know, eating donkey steak, you know, or something. And, you know, so there's kind of a real kind of neatness to the way he dresses in the film, even though he's this kind of slightly scatty, you know, harem scarum character. I'll just go down to the pub and have a pint and talk to my one friend. Oh, no. I don't have any friends, you know, and so, but it's Siobhan kind of stopping him before he goes out the door and saying, come here to me now, I'm buttoning up his shirt. And
are you going to wear that? Yeah.
You're not going out like that, surely. What will the neighbors say? You know, tucking his jumper into his trousers and, you know, making sure that he's neat and tidy. So without her. So I wanted that sense of their relationship to come across in the way he dresses. And then... also, she's the only person, you know, on the aisle. It's like that, the Fast Show or whatever, the only gay in the village. But, you know, she's the only woman on the island who's dressed in contemporary clothing. Everybody, you didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So everybody else is wearing traditional style clothing. But Siobhan is, I have this idea. Hopefully Martin won't listen to this interview. this idea that, you know, she has, she, you know, she's visited the mainland and her eyes are... Her eyes are there. She's had enough.
Ah, so the clothes are telling you she's going to leave.
Yes.
That's so clever.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a lot of thought to put into
a
jumper and a dress. That's so interesting. Do actors ever object to costumes they're presented with? You know, did they do that? My character wouldn't wear that kind of thing.
Not really. I mean, you kind of get that if you work on commercials. You have producers saying, my wife wouldn't wear that. And you're thinking, yeah, well, your wife isn't trying to sell Kerrygold. So, you know, I mean, you know, but I mean, I think with actors, they're, you know, I always hope that what they're going to say is, oh, my God, I never thought of it like that. That's really interesting. Mm. You know, but you hope the idea is that they buy into it or that, you know, you're going to meet halfway. They're bringing something, you're bringing something. Like, we tried to talk about it beforehand.
Mm.
That's not always possible. You know, people are busy and they're working on other things. And
Because how much of a run-in would you normally get?
So, like, with Banshees, we had 8 weeks prep.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then you're hoping... You know, once you start filming, you're still kind of... The workroom is still going. Mm. Things are still being made. Things... are still being sent from Dublin. You're hoping the ferry is still coming out on Monday because there's a package on it. And, you know, so it's just a constant kind of...
Yeah.
on the go.
Just the things you don't think about.
There you go now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do movies and booze and you didn't know any
I didn't know any about that. It's not movies and booze and costumes. Imre Nivelle Downing is a co-founder of the Irish Costume Archive and that exhibition is at Newbridge Silverware Museum of Style Icons. Imre, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.